Extraordinary supporter of the library, Ray Bradbury. Thank you.
I suppose you wonder why I've called you here today. Well, I've been trying to change that water into wine, but I can't do it. Long Beach is part of my life. I've been coming here for more than 70 years. I used to come down here to Acres of Books way back in the 40s, and I'm still valuing Acres of Books. I'm trying to help them stay in business too. Yeah. One day in 1953, I came down to Acres of Books looking for books on dinosaurs. I've been in love with dinosaurs all of my life. I came down with Ray Harryhausen. You know his name, don't you? He, the creator of dinosaurs here. Well, Ray and I have been friends since we were both 18. And when we were 5 years old, we saw films about the dinosaurs that passed. And we fell in love with dinosaurs. And we loved King Kong when we were 13. So we came to Long Beach to the Acres of Books one day in 1953. When I got home that night, there was a phone call came through to me from John Houston. And I went to see him in his hotel, and he sat me down, and he said, "Ray, what are you doing during the next year?" I said, "Not much, not much." He said, "How would you like to come live in Ireland and write the screenplay of Moby Dick?" I said, "Oh my God, I can't read that book. I've tried so hard." So he said, "Well, go home tonight and read as much as you can and come back tomorrow and let me know if you will do the screenplay of Moby Dick." So that night, I opened Moby Dick, and you know what I found in there? Libraries. And Shakespeare was in there, and Richard III was in there. I discovered Richard III in the library. I discovered Shakespeare in the library. So they helped me turn the pages of the novel so I could go back the next day and say to John Houston, "I'll take the job of writing the screenplay of Moby Dick." So that's how that got started. So, the point I want to make here is, without libraries, we have no true education. I grew up in a poor family. My dad was out of work for many years. My brother had to go in the CC camp to get enough money to help our family survive. I sold newspapers on a street corner and made $10 a week. When I left LA High School, I had no money to educate myself. I couldn't go to the university. I couldn't go to a college. I had absolutely no money whatsoever. Where did I go? To the library. Went to the downtown library 2 days a week. I went to the Pio Pico library 2 days a week. And at the end of 10 years, when I was 28 years old, I graduated from the library. So the great thing is, a library is more important than any college or any university, because you're going to find yourself A college and a university doesn't do that job. A library helps you go in and take books off the shelf and open them up and look, and you're there, or you're not there. And you put the book back, you get another book off the shelf, and you look for yourself. So I found myself in the library. I searched and I searched and I searched. You can't do that in a college or a university. You can do it in a library. You go to the library to find you. That's more important than getting a diploma from a university. Diplomas don't count for anything. It's you that count. It's your love that makes you. And my love for libraries created me. So what you have here today is Ray Bradbury, who was born in the library and grew up in the library and sustained himself in the library. And here I am, by God, forever as a result. So I don't know what your sales tax structure is like here in Long Beach. Many cities have 1 cent sales tax, which they spread among the schools and some libraries. If you have to change the sales tax structure, you can get that penny sales tax and get some of that money for the libraries. So ask the city council to make changes about that penny sales tax. Some of that money should be coming over into the library system. Also, when I came down here a couple of years ago to lecture, I noticed there was an oil well in almost every front yard. And when I passed the graveyard, I said to the teacher who was driving with me, I said, "How many oil wells are there in that graveyard?" She said, "Quite a few, but you can't see them." So whoever owns the graveyard oil well, get them to give you one of those. And they'll be pumping oil for you from now on, right in the graveyard. So another reason I came down to Long Beach is 40 years ago, Long Beach had a problem with the Queen Mary. They had a problem with the Howard Hughes, a flying boat, and they wanted to save the flying boat. And so I offered to find a way to fly Howard Hughes' boat for them. I said I knew I could do it because they had the flying boat of Howard Hughes down at the lakefront, and it was a boring show they had there. I went in and I looked. It was very boring, and people came and went away. So the city fathers didn't know how to fly the Howard Hughes boat. I said I knew I could do it. I could make an illusion. I would create an illusion so the Howard Hughes boat would take off and fly. But the city fathers kept putting off their decision, and finally the Howard Hughes boat is sold to a group, I believe, in Seattle. Maybe I'll be in touch with the Seattle people and fly the damn boat up there. So anyway, you see, I've been concerned with this city on many levels. On another level, the architecture of Long Beach and San Diego is superior to the architecture in downtown L.A. Go take a look. You'll believe what I'm saying. So you see, I'm here for many reasons, and because of education. So I hope you'll talk to the city council in the near future and do something about the structure. And anytime you need me, you can call on me. I'll come again to help you get the library to survive.